What is the connection between some of the recent art sales that have produced staggering prices and auction records for the paintings of Matisse, Picasso and Modigliani, and the equivalent health of the business world? The latest corporate governance report from the ACCA has some wise words. Here are some of them. If a business makes a deliberate effort to be part of the society it operates within, it will increase its chance of surviving and, better still, thriving. This should be relevant for any businesses, irrespective of the place where they operate or business type or size. Furthermore, they are more likely to attract investment that, for the most part, look for businesses that will create value on a sustainable basis and attract the best employees. What, I hear you ask, has this to do with the art world? Well, it's all about the diversity that brings change. People know that the arts business is significant for the UK economy. But coming from less diverse backgrounds, the average pundit or business person doesn't really understand the scale of the significance. People understand how the arts make a large contribution to national life, but they don't comprehend the enormity of it. In this country, the arts are a nice thing to have. They are not central to a business view. There is schizophrenia here. One single day in May this year brought an illustration. In the morning, two things happened. The Prime Minister announced some arts funding for North of England arts companies, and in doing so she quoted the size of the UK arts industry. The creative industries contribute £92 billion to the economy and create jobs for over 2 million people, she said. That same morning, a letter appeared in a national newspaper. It was signed by well over 100 of the best-known artists in the land. They too quoted that figure of £92 billion. But they also put it into context. That £92 billion makes the arts industry bigger than the nation's oil industry and the gas industry and the life science industries and the automotive and aeronautics industries combined. Yet when we worry about the future, the competitive advantages, disadvantages, trading prospects and so on, we tend to think immediately of such industries. We don't worry about the arts, unless it is a much-loved local theatre that has lost its grant. And the letter that the artist signed on the same day as the Prime Minister's lauding of the size of the arts business showed, by the coincidence that morning, where the schizophrenia lies. Their letter referenced the huge size of the arts business in the economy, dwarfing all those more commonly accepted sectors. But the letter was published to point out that the government's plans for the new English baccalaureate for secondary school children excluded all arts and creative subjects from its syllabus. This is where diversity needs to get into businesses' thinking. If the politicians were proposing to bar anything involved in engineering or science, for example, there would be uproar, and no one would think it a remotely sensible or practical thing to do. But the arts, people still think, is a fluffy add-on. It is not. It is a mighty industry larger than many of our traditional industries put together. Diversity in thinking would change these attitudes and would recognise the reality. Perhaps we should all go off to another example of the astounding success of the arts in the UK and think about it there. The BBC Proms concerts run every day for 8 weeks through the late summer, and while listening to the extraordinary diversity of the music, you can think through what all this could mean. There is plenty of choice. The Proms is the world's biggest music festival. There are 75 concerts and many more ancillary events. Average attendance last year was a smidgen below 90% on average, and well over half sold out completely. And for well over 1,000 people who just turn up on the day to prom in the arena or the gallery, they only cost a mere £6. It's a very cheap and effective way of giving yourself some space to rethink attitudes to the arts.